give a great big hand for Congressman Mark Green.
Incumbent Mark Green is seen as a rising star in the Republican Party. At a Bush campaign event October 15th in Oshkosh, he was there to rev up the party loyalists.
Hello, Oshkosh! Are you ready for victory? You know, I don't know about you, but I can't wait for November 2nd. This has been a long campaign, and we've had to hear way too much foolish talk from the loony left.
Mark Green seems to be spending more time campaigning on behalf of President George W. Bush than running for a fourth term in his own seat. There's a pretty good reason for that, according to retired UW Green Bay political scientist David Liddig.
Right now, it looks like it's a pretty safe seat for Mark Green.
Green lists the biggest achievements of his latest term as helping establish a Veterans Administration clinic in Green Bay. That means vets in the district will no longer have to travel to the Fox Cities or Milwaukee for treatment. He also secured seed money for a paper science center he says will attract high-tech jobs to the area. David Liddig says Mark Green is a Republican in good standing with the Bush administration, and there are rumors he could run for a higher state office. Liddig says Green could have an eye on challenging Assembly Majority Leader John Gard in the Republican primary for governor in 2006. But Liddig says Gard might have the edge in that potential race.
Gard, obviously, I would say, would have the inside track, loyalty among the Republicans within the state because he's working within the state. And Green, being a sort of, you know, congressional representative, spending a lot of time in Washington, not well-known statewide.
Green says being governor would be a great job, but for now, he asserts he just wants to be in Congress. To get there, he must defeat Democrat Dottie LeClaire on Tuesday. LeClaire has served as chair of the Outagamie County Democrats for 12 years. A number of issues drove the grandmother to run for office, including mercury contamination in area lakes and the loss of manufacturing jobs in the Fox Valley and Green Bay areas. Another factor, LeClaire says, is the way the war in Iraq is being handled. She's worried about a granddaughter who was recently deployed there.
She is with the transportation battalion. She will be driving the trucks, the ones that the Army reservists the other day refused to drive because they were unsafe.
LeClaire only has about $7,000 to campaign with, not much, especially against a well-established incumbent like Mark Green.
I mean, this is a man that's a career politician who wants to move on. That's not me. I'm not a career politician. I have not run for office before. I ran for county board. But I feel that we need a real voice in Washington. We don't need someone who is just going to kowtow to the present administration.
LeClaire has used some of her campaign funds to pay for signs and stickers that carry her slogan, A Voice, Not an Echo, implying Green usually votes in line with Republican-backed measures. That's something Green takes issue with.
You know, she should check her talking points and fact-check them. For example, I voted against the president's energy plan. Well, I thought the energy plan had a lot of very important points and good points. I don't think it dealt enough with the issue of boutique fuels coming in through southeastern Wisconsin, so I voted no. With a number of the trade deals, I voted no. I voted against the Singapore trade deal. I have voted against every omnibus bill that has come forward.
Aside from a few newspaper articles, voters in the 8th District haven't had a chance to hear the two candidates in action. There have been no public debates, and none are scheduled before the election. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.